Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
The talent that's here and the talent that is continuing to develop here. We obviously have some mainstay guys like Ian Happ.
Ian Happ, Cubs all-star outfielder.
And the pitch to Ian Happ.
Swinging a base hit into right. Real hot around third, heading home. Here comes the throw to the plate. Cubs win. Ian Happ, a game-winning single.
Line drive, base hit to right. Cubs win the ball game. Ian Happ walks it off.
Peralta, the pitch.
A swing and a drive. Deep right field. It's got a chance. Gone.
Happ with a drive. Right field. Way back there. Gone.
Three-run homer, Ian Happ. Cubs lead 3-0.
Ian Happ takes Freddy Peralta deep for the second time in the series.
And you can't get much louder here at Wrigley Field.
Gold Glove Award winner.
Oh! Baby! Ian Happ, stop it! How about a Gold Glove conversation? What a play! What a catch! Unbelievable!
Oh, man.
That's how you win 3 straight Gold Gloves.
It seems fitting that as the longest tenured Cub, you're the one to catch the final out to clinch a spot in the postseason. What was going through your mind when you were waiting for that baseball out there?
Yeah, it's special. Just hit me a little bit.
Ian Happ on 670 The Score.
We toast you, Ian Happ.
Thanks to Robbie Triano for a mashup of the highlights from not just Ian Happ recently, but his entire 2025 season. It's a good way to close it out. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and we go live to our Circa Sports hotline, Circa Sports and CircaLasVegas.com. That is where we find Ian Happ. And Ian, we just played a highlight montage, courtesy of our producer Robbie Triano, of the best highlights of the year. What stands out to you as maybe the most memorable thing you did defensively or at the plate on the field?
I think that homer in game 4 is probably going to go down as a kind of an all-time Wrigley highlight for me. Pretty special one. I think that'll be the one from this year.
I remember, too, it's funny because Ron Darling was talking about it on the broadcast during game 1 of the NLDS, and it's when you hit that home run off of Peralta in the first game. And he said, you know, these at-bats may look like they don't mean much, but the goal is you try to see Peralta again, and then you have more data. Lo and behold, you came through in that way. Was that the thought process, what Darling was talking about, when you're trying to get those looks and those extra ABs in game 1?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, with a guy like Peralta, you know, I've had so many at-bats against him over the years that I have a lot of information. I think, yeah, in that moment, kind of third time through in that game, it was a little bit out of hand. You know, you're trying to get on base and try to create something for the team, but at the same time, you're trying to kind of figure out how he's going to try to get you out and what he's going to try to do. Probably a little bit different facing a guy like Peralta that we know really well versus if it's a team that you don't know as well and a guy that you want to kind of really figure out what he's trying to do.
Ian, you've had 4 days since the season ended. I'm just really curious as to what the process, whether that's mourning, whether that's reflection, what has that been like between Saturday and now?
Yeah. I mean, obviously a ton of disappointment. We had such a good group, not only talent and ability, but just human beings and a group of guys that love to be around each other and enjoyed time together, enjoyed going to work and being together. So, definitely disappointed, definitely a little bit of a mourning, seeing teammates, over the last few days and catching up with guys before they head out of town. I think you start the reflection process, but I don't think, I don't think any of us are in a position quite yet to give an honest evaluation of the season and look back and go through that process. Yeah, I think that's something that takes a couple weeks to get away from it before you can have a true, honest assessment of kind of yourself and what you did and how you want to prepare for next year.
What are those conversations like just between you and your teammates? People are so curious as to how something like this affects a group that has become as tight-knit as you guys did over the course of a season.
Yeah. You know, it kind of depends, I guess. It, you know, every team is its own thing. You don't, you know, you have a group of guys who's going to be back here together for sure next year, and there's a lot of guys coming back for sure, which is great. But every group is its own thing, and you'll have guys that were a big part of this group who won't be back next year. And so, you know, those conversations are, you know, you're trying to appreciate what they gave the Chicago Cubs and their time and how important and special it was to play with those guys. And I think as far as like the group of guys that'll be back and the group of guys that you've played with for a while, you know, the conversations are more, I think there's excitement in general. I think there's disappointment about how it ended and excitement about, you know, how the whole thing went, winning 92 games and winning a playoff series and hosting at Wrigley. I think one of the coolest parts about kind of this year or this playoff experience was that all of these guys got to see playoff baseball at Wrigley and playoff baseball at Wrigley in full effect. And it was something I got to see at the beginning of my career from the jump. And so I got to see how special it was. And I had that. You know, I've always had that throughout my whole career. Been lucky enough to have the experience of it, to see it and to have that as a massive motivator for me. And so I think that the entire group got to experience that this year, and that will be pretty impactful on those guys moving forward.
Yeah, it's something that I always think about, Ian, when we talk to former players especially, and they reflect back, is you know, it's not guaranteed. Even when you're on a very good team, getting to the postseason, as you know, in 2023, I think of that season for sure. I think of last year. Postseason, even when you try to build the best team you can, it's not guaranteed. Being able to have that experience at the beginning of your career, and then being able to be the one that people listen to with that leadership and that experience going into this run, what did it feel like to be dependent on? And then also, what did it feel like to you to just be able to savor it in this way, knowing that you had had that experience previously?
Yeah, I mean, I think I definitely tried to take it all in and tried to enjoy every second of it. I think, you know, one of the things that I say to guys all the time when they sign here is just like, hey, it's, you win here, it's really, really special. And the place is good all the time, but when you're a winning team in Chicago, it doesn't get much better than that. And so, you know, that we've had good teams that have come close, and you're right, it is really, it's really hard. And it's really hard not only to make the postseason, but it's really hard to win postseason series against good teams. And so being able to do that, you know, and then, you know, pushing it to a game five and just coming up a little bit short probably hurts worse. Because, you know, we felt like our team was good enough to keep going. So, yeah, it was an awesome experience and something that just, I think this group is capable of doing year after year. That's a challenge.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
And then also, we have a little bit of breaking news here. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Rawlings has released the Gold Glove finalists. So here are the Cubs finalists: Matthew Boyd, Carson Kelly, Nico Horner, Matt Shaw, Pico Armstrong, and a guy we know named Ian Happ. Ian, congratulations on another Gold Glove finalist name. And that's a pretty good list of people who did some nice things with the leather this season. What do you think?
Thank you. Yeah. That's awesome. That's really cool to be, you know, finalists for the award again, and pretty incredible that we, how many guys is that from our team that are finalists?
Let me count. I think it's six.
Yeah, it's six guys. And then also Carlos Santana was nominated in the American League for first base.
So you take that, right? That's seven, even though he was, you know, AL.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, six guys are nominated on the NL list. It's pretty, that's pretty special. That's impressive.
Ian, I'm curious because we have coming up at the top of the hour, the end of season press conference from Jed Hoyer, and we're talking amongst ourselves about what we want to hear. I know last year Craig Counsell made a very spirited speech to the media, or really an answer to the media, about wanting to be a 90-win team, needing to be a 90-win team. You eclipse that to get to the playoffs and to advance to the division series. What do you as a player want to hear from Jed Hoyer?
I mean, there's nothing specifically as a player that you know, I believe in Jed, been with him a long time, trust him. Like, I believe that he's going to put the best product out there for us. Obviously you saw that this year and what he was able to do, not only, you know, trades and acquisitions, but just identifying, like, even during the season, guys like finding a Drew Pomeranz, finding Chris Flexen, you know, Thielbar and Brad Keller, and like that bullpen that they put together. You know, they gave us every chance to go win this year. And that's all you can ask for. And I know that that's their mission, you know, again, next year, is to give us every possible chance to go up and win, as many games as we possibly can.
Ian, also as a veteran, I think about what acquisitions the Cubs could make in the offseason and how much 2027 and knowing the CBA is up at the end of next season plays a part in this. How much do you consider it, especially knowing that you've got experience both as the player rep and then just having veteran experience being a union member?
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know that players necessarily are like thinking about it a ton. I think you know, we've been through so much this player group between 2020 and then when the lockout and then rules changes and clocks and all, we've been through so much as a player group. So I don't know that the player group is thinking a ton about like 2027. I think as a player, you really do have to kind of stay in the moment. I know that there's a lot of talk about how it could affect spending in the next two off seasons, but that's not really what we saw in 22 going into that lockout.
Like, yeah,
we saw a spending bump actually right before, maybe not in the off season prior, but in the off season of the actual lockout, you know, there was a ton of contracts that got signed right before. So it's just, it's hard to know how that spending behavior is going to change or if it's going to be, a big part of calculus as teams go into the off season.
Well, and I know we're probably going to talk to you about it over and over again because our job is to look forward and back and everywhere in between. But I also think about some of the aspects of the CBA last time that I think were supposed to come up when it came to like discussions, kind of like the pitch clock, for example. And you remember spider tack was a thing. Is there something that you would like to see with your experience as a hitter and as a player for so long that you feel like needs to be addressed from an on-the-field product side when it comes to just an improvement that needs to be made?
You know, I don't know if there's something specifically in the on-field product. I think the rule changes have worked very well. I think the speed of the game and the excitement for the fans has been reflected in just the viewership numbers. I think that part's pretty exciting for baseball. I think let's see how the ABS goes next year.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how that works and if we have to make any adjustments. I think we have to be pretty. I think both sides have to be willing to change if it's not perfect, and if there's some things that need to be tweaked. So I think that's the only thing as we go into next year. But I think for the most part, the game's in a pretty healthy place.
Ian, before we let you go, I got to ask you, have you been watching baseball since your exit from the playoffs? And if so, are you, like your fan base, hate watching the Milwaukee Brewers?
No, I haven't been watching. I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay.
I haven't been watching a lot of baseball. It's not, yeah, I'll tune in if there's a big moment going on or if I'm somewhere where it's on television, maybe I'll peek at it, but I'm not choosing to watch it. It was fun to watch the Bears on Monday night. That's for sure.
That it was. And also, Ian, I know this is I know this may be one of our last conversations, at least for a while, with us. So please let us know what's going on with Connect, your work with the First Tee, your work with your foundation. What's happening with everyone?
Yeah, we're going to start, you know, it's not holiday season yet, but we're getting close. So we're going to, Connect's going to be ahead of that this year with some options for the holiday stuff and then like corporate gifting. If anybody is looking to do like custom bags to give away as holiday gifts, we want to make sure that we're available for that at Connect. But the foundation, we're going to start working on our plans for the holiday season and then for next year. We're excited about just the launch of the foundation this fall and what it's going to be in 2026. So we appreciate all the support on that.
Thank you so much, Ian, and thanks for taking the time every week with us. This has been a great experience, as it has been in many years.
Thanks so much, Ian.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
And congrats again on the Gold Glove.
Nomination.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but
you can speak it to existence. I'm good with that.
Nomination's still a big deal to me.
Yeah.
That was Ian Happ joining us as he did every week during the baseball season. And yeah, you can check out Connect Roasters. It's over at Steingold's, and as well as the Ian Happ Foundation and the work that he does as well with the First Tee. All worth another look. Coming up next, we are awaiting that 11 o'clock expected press conference from Jed Hoyer that you can hear right here on 670 The Score. So we want to ask everybody. I want to ask Marshall. Marshall wants to ask me. We want to ask you. What do you want to hear Jed Hoyer talk about? What do you want to hear him say in a few minutes? We'll do that next.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.